5 left in the half, 27-15, Wisconsin leading the Huskers.
And the run has happened because of points in the paint. Nebraska's been able to get into the lane. Wisconsin's got to tighten up on defense there and be better on offense.
Badgers have missed their last 6 shots. Here's Jawan Gary working against Blackwell, throws it up and in and one. Jawan Gary, a little size advantage on the freshman guard. And Gary gets his first points. Make it 27-17, Wisconsin, with 6:58 left in the half. Foul on Blackwell is his first and the team's third.
Now Nebraska with 12 points in the paint. And that's what they've done to get to back into this game. They've gone there. Wisconsin's gone away with it and been 3 happy on offense.
And Gary's free throw is off the rim, no good. Rinkmass the rebound, pinned inside, throwing to Alec right corner, saves it to Gary, feeds Williams. Now Tominaga fakes the three, takes the three right of the circle, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound tip to Klesman as the Badgers dodged another one from Tominaga.
This place was getting ready to explode.
27-17, Wisconsin, 6:38 left in the first half. Max Klesman being crowded top of the circle. Goes to Gilmore. A bounce for Blackwell on the left side. Takes it off the wing. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it to Klesman. Now it's Hepburn high on the right. Chucky surveys. Klesman rotates to Blackwell for 3. Left side money. John Blackwell stops the run for the Huskers. 30-17 Wisconsin.
What a response by the freshman.
They've
been a shot they needed.
6:10 left in the first half. Here's Alec getting by Gilmore. Low on the left. He tried to hit the brakes, but he stepped on the baseline. So the Huskers have had a couple of those instances here in the first half as they turn it right back to Wisconsin. 6:06 left of the break. 30-17, the Badgers. Hepburn will bring it up for Wisconsin. Chucky left side of the front court. High screen from Crowell, angling right as Hepburn. He'll take the three, and that's off the left side iron. No good. A quick jack there. Tominaga the rebound. Tominaga off the masked screen. Driving on Klesman. Goes through the lane. Left block. Goes up, and it danced in for Tominaga for his first points. 30-19, Wisconsin, with 5:40 left in the first half. Gilmore leads it for Klesman up top. Now it's Crowell high on the right. A handoff to Hepburn. Goes off to Klesman. Wraps it to Blackwell on the left wing. Sends it back to Max. Darts to Crowell top of the arc. Link mask all over Crowell. Now Klesman against Tominaga. Shot clock is at 10. Max with a bounce for Crowell. Left of the lane. Mass single coverage. Gets it to Max at the free throw line. Steps back. Whips it inside for Gilmore through his hands. And was coming in hot. Out of bounds to Nebraska.
Just not a good decision.
No. Nope. When you go up in the air, you probably ought to shoot it, right?
Well,
you're kind of in a tough spot.
Feet, right? Like anytime you leave your feet, you're in a problem.
Yeah.
However, when Max caught that ball, he was looking for a weak side corner shooter.
Yep.
Now, spacing on that play was all wrong in general. And that's what Max caught it, was going to look opposite corner. No one was there. Then he left his feet, and that's how the turnover happened.
30-19, Wisconsin, 5:15 left in the first half. Score back in there for Wisconsin. Here's Jawan Gary against A.J. up top. Feeds C.J. Wilcher. Here's off the mask. Back to Wilcher against Hepburn. Wilcher, baseline right. Starts to back. Jump stop. Fades. Flips in the lane. Off the rim and out. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:55 left till halftime. 11-point lead, Wisconsin. Crowell at the top of the circle. He'll give off to Blackwell. A feed for Wall at the top. Wall against Alec. Now to Hepburn, top of the circle. Turns to Stork. Fakes the three. Drives, trying to go to the goal and runs it up. Missed it. And whistle. The foul is called. Oh, boy. Not complaining. A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line. Hit Fred Hoiberg. Hopping mad.
And that's about as mad as I've seen Fred Hoiberg.
They get Rink masked with the foul. A lot of officials here in Lincoln are not happy with the call.
No, and you talk verticality a whole bunch.
First free throw for Storr is no good. He's an 84% foul shooter. He has 14 points here in the first half.
I'll say this, when you see Fred Hoiberg that upset,
there's
usually Garin, because he's probably one of the calmest guys in the league as far as what he does coaching.
Second free throw, good. Storr splits. 31-19 Wisconsin, 4:37 left of the break. Bryce Williams against John Blackwell, who's contesting Williams at the center circle. Right-hand toss for Mass. Good look at a three. Right side, off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Huskers continue to struggle from the three-point line so far. Hepburn throwing to Crowd, draws the double right of the lane. Retreats, gives to Wall. Tyler, skip past Store. Left side, off the wing, whistle, and a block is called on Jawan Gary. And Jeffrey Anderson, the official, considered one of the better ones in college basketball.
That was a block.
Yep.
Especially with what...
Didn't get there.
No. He didn't get there last year when they were... Now, even with the rule change, yep, you were never going to get there.
Nope.
Last year, that was a block. That's for sure a block this year.
Four fouls on the Huskers as Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Floats it out the Store. Gets it back to Hepburn on the left wing. Hepburn against Williams. Bounce pass to Crowd. Draws the double. Skip pass Blackwell. Baseline right. Probing. Stops. Knocked away. Turnover. Here's C.J. Wilcher. Up the floor for Nebraska. Wilcher at the top. Looking inside. Gets at the mast. Right of the lane. Faces up on Wall. Now starts to back. Runs it out to Wilcher. Left lane line. Kicks it left corner. Three in the air. Gary. That's off the glass. And the rebound gathered by Crowell. Steven Crowell racking up the boards. He has eight of them here in this first half. 3:40 left in it. 31-19 Wisconsin. Crowell left of the circle. A handoff to A.J. Store. Leads up for Wall. Turns to Hepburn. High on the right. Chucky refusing the screen from Wall. Baseline right. Jawan Gary getting into Hepburn. Turns it in the lane. Now gives to Blackwell. Baseline left. Bounce pass Crowell. Off the left block. Five to shoot. Crowell with the double. Got to go to work. Two to shoot. One to shoot. And the pass is between the feet and rolling out of bounds, intended for A.J. Store. As it turns into a shot clock violation as we hit the under four media timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio. 2023, 3:16 left for the first half. Wisconsin 31, Nebraska 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 3:16 left in the first half. Wisconsin 31, Nebraska 19. Butchie, the Huskers are like right on the edge of really getting this crowd back into the game, aren't they?
And it's got to come from the three-point line for them. You look at what Wisconsin has done. It held Nebraska 1 of 8 from three. Mass had one that was halfway down. Casey had one that was halfway down. But they've done a good job, the Wisconsin, of weathering that storm, whether it's some luck or, you know, offensively running a good possession when they needed it, which has really helped us. And they've held Nebraska to 90 points as a team that averages 77 a game. Like, so far with 3 minutes left, a good job defensively.
Up the floor comes Bryce Williams for Nebraska. Sejan back on the floor for Wisconsin right now, and he's guarding Wilcher outside left. Wilcher with a bounce for Rink Mast against Nolan Winter. Left of the lane, and a foul.
Nolan was going to get absolutely.
Yep.
He could have had one before that. He could have had one after that.
It's two on Winter. And Stephen Crowell will be checking back in. That's the fourth foul on Wisconsin. As we are set to resume play, baseline left, Huskers inbounding. Bryce Williams goes into Wilcher. Open three, left corner is good. Left alone, left pocket. And it's now 31-22 Wisconsin. 2:55 left in the half as the Huskers have cut it to single digits. Stephen Crowell out high, hands off to Hepburn, flips the wall at the top. Out of Chucky on the right wing, weaving through the defense. And a little nickel dimer in there, and a foul is called. They'll get Bryce Williams. That'll be his first, team's fifth.
There was a three from the corner. However, I know, looked at Coach Guards and reviewed that, and I believe at some point they might take a look at that, Matt, because
okay.
I know Coach Guard was asking for them to look at it.
Seijin will come out. Max Klesmet is in. A.J. Store, sideline right, will inbound. Loops it into Hepburn. Tapped it back to Store. Right side. He'll take the three. It's good.
What a play.
Great play. Absolutely.
Hepburn. Are you kidding me?
That was like a volleyball tap is what that was. 34-22 Wisconsin. Just a terrific assist from Hepburn. Here's Williams driving on Store. Right lane line runs it up. Missed, but a foul. They'll get Store. And that'll be the first on A.J.
All right, let's go back to that last play. And sideline out of bounds. Alec is there trying to get the ball away. Probably should have got the steal.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky jumps as high as he can jump. As you said, volleyball tips it, because that's what it was, to AJ for a three. This is after Wilcher buries a three, and you could have seen possibly Nebraska maybe putting some stuff together. But because of that play by Chucky Hepburn, there's no run and play now. Like, that is an excellent play when you look at this. Up 11, 2:26 left in this first half. Like, that is a play that circle it
big
and
time.
Watch to see how this end of this first half happens.
Bryce Williams hits the first free throw. One more coming. He's 85% at the line. Second free throw on the way, and that danced off the rim and out, no good. Klesmet clears for Wisconsin. 34-23, the Badgers. 2:20 left in the first half. Hepburn to the front court. Kills the dribble. Throws to Crowell. Left of the circle. Back to Chucky. At the edge of the center circle. Rotates the wall. Outside right. Wilcher defends. Whips it back to Hepburn. Hepburn at the top. He'll snap off the mid-range jumper and stick it. Hepburn with four. 36-23. Wisconsin. 2 minutes left in the half. Bryce Williams throwing to Mast. Turns it to Josiah Alec outside left. A pass for Wilcher, and it's stolen by Hepburn. Wilcher off his hip. Chucky glides to the goal. Layup good. A Chucky special. A pilfer and a layup.
Chucky's responsible for the last 7 points here.
38-23. Wisconsin, another steal by Hepburn. Williams chasing. Chucky to the rim. Layup good. It counts and a foul. Chucky Hepburn coming home and doing damage to Nebraska. What a sequence for Chucky Hepburn. Are you serious?
Have yourself a minute. Like, have yourself a minute. I couldn't emphasize it enough, the volleyball tip that he got the bucket for AJ, but then what he's just done with six straight, possible of seven straight, in a stretch where it felt like Nebraska might be coming back. It's now a 17-18 point lead for Wisconsin.
As Hepburn converts the free throw, 41-23 Wisconsin with 93 seconds left in the half. Marcus Lawrence up the floor, throws the mask, quick pass Wilcher. Now it's Tomi Naga against Max Klesmet. Rick Mast, right of the circle, looking for a back cut. Wilcher not available. A handoff to Lawrence, and then reaching from behind, Hepburn will be called for the foul. That's the first on Chucky. And number six on Wisconsin.
I know we still got a second half to play. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But this performance by Wisconsin, I mean, I don't know how you prepare for him, because there's guys that step up all the time.
Rick Mast, top of the key, leaves it for Wilcher. Fakes the three, takes the three up top and drains it. He's a 46% three-point shooter, better than that of late. 41-26 Wisconsin, 105 left in the half. Max Klesmet out high, feeds Tyler Wall. Rides left of the circle, now Hepburn up top. Chucky bobs off the Crowell screen. Hepburn surveys, feeds Crowell. Goes inside, Wall catches low on the right, brought the ball down, got knocked loose. Now Wall on his knees and will get a timeout. That's the second timeout that the Badgers have used in this first half. Nine on the shot clock. 48.9 seconds left in the first half. 15-point lead for the Badgers. Brought it down there, didn't he, Brian?
He absolutely did. It's one as a big that coach will show him it tomorrow on film. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a fifth-year senior or not.
Yep.
That's one of those you're still going to see. Tyler knows he did wrong. He's still going to be showing it. And how do you adjust from it? Now, with 48 seconds left, 9 on the clock, it's very important to get a good offensive possession. You do not want a live ball turnover here.
Yes.
You can have a miss. You can even have a turnover where you step out of bounds. But you don't want there to be any reason for Nebraska to get the turnover and get going in transition. You've played an excellent first half. Don't give them any confidence with this 48 seconds left.
41-26 Wisconsin, 48.9 to play, 9 to shoot. Hepburn baseline, right ball inbound. Floats it out to A.J. Store against Jawan Gary. Store left of the lane, and it's knocked loose. Stole the turnover. Here's DeMarcus Lawrence. Bobbles the dribble, gets it back, lobs it off to Tomei Naga, fakes the three, sidesteps left, takes the three, and it's a rounded out, no good. Rebound number 9 for Steven Crowell. As Keisei Tomei Naga again had a clean look, and the rim has been very rude to him in this first half.
And everything I said you should do, they did, and still got away with it.
Game clock at 20 seconds, 14 to shoot. 41-26 Wisconsin. Hepburn rocks the dribble left of the center circle. Shot clock is at 7. Hepburn weaving through traffic. Left of the lane, Chucky, one pump, throws it up and off the glass and in. 7 seconds left in the half. Jamarcus Lawrence weaves front court. He'll throw it low on the left for Gary. Throws it up, missed, but he was fouled. Steven Crowell getting Jawan Gary, who will go to the free throw line for a pair. 43-26 Wisconsin with 3 seconds left till halftime.
And the reason Nebraska's at the free throw line right now is Chucky drives. Normally your point guard is your first person back on defense in transition. When the guard drives in and he gets into that paint, your wings on that defense, on that offensive side, your offensive wings need to be the first ones to sprint back to set it. They didn't, and now Nebraska pushes this, gets the free throw line on a make.
Gary hits the first free throw. One more coming. Hoiberg and Alec will come in. Tomei Naga and Wilcher will come out.
That's a situation where Max or AJ, and again, we'll have to watch the film after this to see who it should have been back, but one of those wings has to be back to avoid the situation right now.
Second free throw for Jawan Gary. 3 first-half points for him. Second free throw airborne. Off the rim, no good. Rebound wall with 2 seconds. With 1, three-quarter court heave is wide right. No good. And the first half has come to an end. The Badgers got the early jump and will go into the locker room with a 16-point lead. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. At the half in Lincoln, Wisconsin 43, Nebraska 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena, Wisconsin 43, Nebraska 27. A.J. Store with 18 first-half points. Chucky Hepburn has 11. John Blackwell with 9. Connor will make that 5 for John Blackwell. Connor Esigian has 3. Carter Gilmore, Max Klesman, Tyler Wall each with 2. Steven Crowell did not score, but he has 9 first-half rebounds for the Badgers. Rink Mast, C.J. Wilcher, 6 apiece for the Huskers. 4 for Jamarcus Lawrence, 4 for Bryce Williams, 3 for Jawan Gary, 2 for Josiah Alec, and two for Keisei Tomenaga. 43-27, the Badgers lead Nebraska. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
You know what's undefeated, Butchie? A good Simon Says halftime show. This guy's good.
He's really good. This might be the best halftime show that I've seen this year so far.
It's good. A lot of people have left the floor embarrassed here tonight. So 43-27, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the half. Butchie, I've never heard a coach say, well, let's start slowly tonight. But the Badgers in this environment, you at least wanted to get a wash early in the game. But they got a lot better than that. They jumped on Nebraska and went a long way in taking this crowd out of it in this first half.
Well, they did. I think that's the biggest thing. You look at what AJ did, just getting out early, 12 points early in this game, and it's been a big part of kind of giving Wisconsin a chance to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so now they've worked through some of the mistakes, but you sit here, and it's still a 16-point lead. Defensively, they only give up 27, still have 43 points that they've scored. And this team is so tough to prepare for. I don't know where you try to stop. Like, it's a team that challenges you in so many ways with their ball movements. And I think I've been most impressed with is defensively. Now, I know Casey's missed a couple of open ones, Mass has missed a couple of open ones. They got to need to continue to be tight on that in the second half.
All right, 43-27, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the half. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
43-27, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the half. Brian, we've been talking about Chucky Hepburn and what he has meant to this team beyond scoring. He has 11 first-half points in this game, but 3 steals and just an ability to try to restore some order. There were a couple of heat checks from guys after the great start. But Chucky's like, all right, let's kind of settle back in. And what he's doing at the other end of the floor, you talk about a spark. He's been an igniter.
And you talk about the steals, but it was, to me, just a simple assist, that volleyball tap that got him going. Like,
best play of the half.
There's no question about it. I mean, Wiltshire comes down, buries a 3. They get hung up on a pin down or on a double screen to the corner. And then how do you respond? Because that's all Nebraska needs is a 3 to get this place going, to get you behind. And then all of a sudden it's a play by Chucky to give him the answer. Then Chucky is responsible for the next 7 points. And instead of sitting here at a 9-point game, 8-point game, we're sitting here at a 16-point game. And, again, they're in the locker room, Wisconsin, just breathing a little bit easier.
All right. At the half, Wisconsin 43, Nebraska 27. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the smokehouse.
Beef summer sausage and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best.
Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
43-27, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the half. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, 55% for the field, 16 out of 29, 5 of 14 from the arc, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. The Huskers, 38% from the floor, 10 of 26, 3 of 11 from deep, 4 of 8 at the foul line. The Badgers, a plus 13 on the glass, 10-9, Wisconsin in second chance points. Paint points to the Huskers at 14-10. Somebody covering this game tonight talking about with the Badgers with a 16-point lead. And when they have a 15-point lead or better since 2000, their record's pretty good. 120 and a donut. Nebraska 1-60. Okay, that's a stat.
Oh, no, I'm not going to confirm that,
but we do know that last year, early in the second half, Wisconsin led by 17 and lost.
Yes.
So, in other words, there's a long way to go.
Badgers lead there at halftime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, there you go. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 43-27, Wisconsin over the Huskers. It's the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
All the time, so we'll say it again. You want to see this first segment of the second half. 43-27, Wisconsin leads Nebraska as we get ready for half number two.
Coaches say it all the time, but it's something we talked about last road game at Minnesota. Had a nice little lead. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Yeah.
How do you come out with those first 4 minutes? Minnesota came out. You had a game. You found a way to survive. But it turned into a really good game.
Yeah.
Same thing here. On the road, you're up. You're feeling good about yourself. How do you come out to these 4 minutes? Nebraska's missed some threes. Can't let them get
open
hot from
threes.
Open threes, right?
Yes.
Can't let them get going
yes.
there.
Yep. And this is a crowd that will get into it quickly.
It, right? Like,
yeah.
You can just you can feel it in the arena. They're just waiting to get on to something.
Ready for the second half. Badgers will have the first possession. We'll be moving to our right. Wisconsin got the early jump. Badgers made their final five shots of the first half. Nebraska briefly cut it to single digits. Chucky Hepburn and company had a very, very emphatic response. 43-27, Wisconsin. Second half about to begin. Return to the Kohl Center on Sunday, a noon tip against Purdue.
And I would say both of us are a little uneasy right now.
A little bit,
just with the feel of how this game has gone.
Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Max Klesmit between the circles. Tominaga defends. A throw to Hepburn high on the left. Goes in the crowd, draws the immediate double. Finds Klesmit left elbow out to AJ. Stamps off a three right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jamarcus Lawrence of Nebraska.
Good action by Wisconsin. Out of that double team, though. Really good look.
Huskers move to our left in the second half. Alec hands off to Williams. A flip to Jamarcus Lawrence. Off the Mast screen. Lawrence pivots, finds Mast. Foul line jump is good. Frank Mast with eight. 43-29 Wisconsin. Opening minutes second half. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. That's at the store high on the right. AJ with 18 in the first half for the Badgers. Now it's Wall left wing. Throwing to Klesmit between the circles. He'll survey. Comes off a Wall screen to his left, crowded by Tominaga. Wall gets it back to Max, lost the handle, turnover Wisconsin. Williams sends it ahead to Jamarcus Lawrence, racing up the floor. A lob inside, wanted Alec, picked off by Crowell, knocked out of bounds by Nebraska. It'll belong to Wisconsin as Stephen Crowell got the steal inside.
And dodging yet another bullet, instead of going lob, Lawrence had Casey Tominaga wide open for a three in transition.
Hepburn gets a high screen from Wall. Now a pass to Tyler at the free throw line. Move it in. Right block. Couple of pumps. One more pump. Throws it up and in off the window. Wall with four. That's his first field goal of the night.
What a finish. Especially after coming off 17 points against Nebraska in game one.
45-29 Wisconsin. Minute and a half gone by second half. Lawrence off the Mast screen. Hooks at the Mast. Clear look at a three. Straight on. And that just clipped the front rim. No good. Tyler Wall the rebound. Mast perfectly capable of hitting that shot. 36% three-point shooter, missed badly in that last effort. Klesmit rotates to A.J. Store, right corner. Dribbles baseline, floats it up right hand, around it out, no good. Mast the rebound for the Huskers. And Bryce Williams, he may have taken one to the face. He's going to play through it as the Huskers play on. 2 minutes gone, second half, 16-point lead Wisconsin. Alec at the left elbow, gives off Tominaga, whips at the Mast, another clean look at a three straight on, and that's a rounded out, no good. Alec the offensive rebound, out to Lawrence, he'll try a three, and that is off the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound as the Huskers again just shooting blanks from distance. Here's Klesmit to the front court, he'll throw at the Crowell between the circles. He's off to Hepburn, left wing. Chucky left of the lane, out the Wall. Rotates Crowell, left point. Hands it back to Hepburn. Chucky, baseline left. Tried to slip at the Crowell. Low pass, couldn't handle it. Turnover, here's Lawrence. It's two on two. Lawrence to Williams, glides to the goal. Runs it up, missed it. Contested by Wall and rebounded by Klesmit.
Really good defense there by Tyler Wall.
Klesmit to the front court for Wisconsin. 17-12 remaining. Klesmit loops at the Crowell. Stevie hands it back to Max. Lifted at the Crowell off the left block. Draws the double. Pass deflected. Finds Store. Left lane line jump is good for A.J. Store. He has 20.
Not a thing of beauty, that possession, but you still get rewarded.
47-29 Wisconsin. 16:52 remaining. Jamarcus Lawrence high on the right. Picked up the dribble, flips it to Tominaga, takes a three up top, and that is in and out, no good. Rebound to Tyler Wall. Tominaga has had a lot of rattle outs here in this game.
Nebraska as a team has.
Yeah, they're 3 of 14 from the arc. Here's Tyler Wall, left of the lane, dribbles into the paint, flips the store, rotates up for a three-shot right corner, and that's an air ball. Caught weak side by Tominaga. Now Bryce Williams up the floor for the Huskers, whips it to Tominaga to the front court. Out to Williams at the top, driving on Wall, left of the lane, Tyler cut him off, a handoff to Lawrence, whips the Mast at the top. Takes the handoff, Tominaga. Now cutting in the lane, Tominaga catching, goes up, back rim no good, rebound Tyler Wall. 16-10 to play, 47-29 Wisconsin. We say Tominaga, 1 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3. Store outside left, and he threw it away out of bounds as he and Crowell not on the same page. Turnover Wisconsin. Under 16, media timeout. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15:57 remaining, Wisconsin 47, Nebraska 29. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 47-29, Wisconsin leads Nebraska with 15:57 remaining. Badgers just turning it over before the under 16.
Well, and you look at what they've done defensively. Now, Nebraska's missed some shots, but you look at Bryce Williams, Casey Tominaga, and Rink Mass. 16 total points, 6 of 21 from the floor.
Yeah.
Those three guys together average 37 points a game.
They are 3 of 15 from the arc so far, the Huskers. Mast will give off to Jamarcus Lawrence. Out between the circles, gets it to Wiltshire, takes a three right of the circle. It's good. That's the third three for C.J. Wiltshire in his 47-32 Wisconsin. This Huskers team, we mentioned in the pregame, 45% of their shots are threes, so they're going to continue to try those long ones. It's just how they play. Here's Hepburn outside right. Cross court for Nolan Winter on the left wing. Now Klesman whips to Hepburn outside right. 10 to shoot. Chucky leads it for Winter up top. A handoff to Klesman. Max at the free throw line, left lane line, fades, flips, in and out. Rebound Bryce Williams, Nebraska. 15-10 to play, 15-point lead for the Badgers. Wiltshire between the circles. Off the Mast screen, he slipped and then bobbled the pass, got it back, feeds Lawrence, and now here's Williams hitting a three from the right corner, and Nebraska is shooting itself back into the game. 47-35 Wisconsin with 14:50 remaining. Wall feeds Klesman on the right wing. Max looks at the wall, low on the right, powers it up, too strong off the glass, Rink Mast the rebound. Here comes Wiltshire, left side to the front court. Wiltshire, a little spin move on Klesman. Leads it for Mast up top. Gives off to Jamarcus Lawrence. John Blackwell defending him. Mast will leave it for Williams at the top. Williams steps back, whips it to Jawan Gary in the lane. Got tied up by Wall. Got the steal, but they'll get Wall for the block. And that's the second foul on Tyler Wall, the first of the half for the Badgers.
And I think it's good defense by Tyler Wall. He comes into the body. He creates the contact. Bad break for Wisconsin. Now you got to get a stop here. We both have felt uneasy.
Oh,
this,
sure.
This whole, like, it's just the way they shoot the three in Nebraska, they're, especially here at home, this is one of those that, like, just find a way to get a stop here so it doesn't continue.
Gilmore and Storr in. Wall and Klesman sit down. Rink Mast with the basketball backing on Winter in the lane. Goes up right hand. Off the left side iron. No good. Nolan Winter the rebound. 47-35 Wisconsin with 14:14 remaining. Winter against Mast with a tight defense. A handoff to Blackwell high on the right. Whips it to Gilmore. Turns to Hepburn high on the left. Chucky surveys the defense. A pass for Winter sending to Blackwell outside right. Blackwell up the top. He's off the Storr. Feeding Hepburn. into the lane. Now to Winter, open three, right side, off the rim, no good. Gilmore trying to keep it alive. It's back tap, out to A.J. Storr. Gilmore keeping the possession alive for Wisconsin. He's set for the Badgers. Gilmore out high, throwing to John Blackwell, outside left, a pass for Hepburn, shot clock at 8. Chucky at the center circle, riding to his right. Now Blackwell, the shot fake, steps up, foul line jump, short, rebound masked as the Badgers have cooled off.
I would have liked to see John continue to dribble that in a little bit more into the paint. Don't settle.
Lawrence throwing to Mast at the top of the circle. Mast against Winter. Hand off to Bryce Williams. Slipped it into Mast. Now feeds Gary. Glides to the goal. Layup is good. And the Huskers are within 10. 47-37 Wisconsin. 13:05 remaining. Carter Gilmore. Going to Storr outside left. A.J. for three. Good. A.J. Storr with a big triple from the left wing. 50-37 Wisconsin with 12:52 remaining.
That's a good answer. That is a good answer.
It's not bad.
He is a bad man.
Here's Bryce Williams. He got bumped to the floor. I think Storr got him, and he did. That's two on A.J., two on the Badgers here in the half.
The reason I say he's a bad man, Mr. LePay, is because that was bad offense. It was just a great individual play.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like there was great ball movement and you got a great set and you know, you're playing together as five like we've seen for this Wisconsin team. No, it was just an individual play.
Just go Barry one, and he did. He has 23. Blackwell, Storr, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Crowell out there for Wisconsin. Hoiberg, Gary, Alec, Williams, and Wiltshire, the five on the floor for the Huskers. 12:43 to play, 50-37 Wisconsin. Sam Hoiberg, sideline right, will inbound. Blackwell in his grill. Hoiberg looking and gets it in to Josiah Alec. Hands it back to Hoiberg. Is it to Williams at the left point? A flip for Alec. Back to Williams for three. Left of the circle. Bangs off the rim. No good. Hoiberg runs down the offensive rebound on the left corner. And reset for the Huskers as Hoiberg scoops it out to Alec. Fakes the three. Now it's Wiltshire leaning, shooting a three. Missing, but he was fouled. They'll get Max Klesmet. As C.J. Wiltshire, who is pretty close to automatic at the free throw line, will step up for three shots. Badgers were claiming that Wiltshire kicked out that right leg, and it looked like he did, but Klesmet has called for the foul.
There's not much there. There's no kick. Even though Greg's yelling for a kick, Max stops on that. Like, it's the optics of it that's caused the foul. I thought it was really good defense by Max. There was not much there at all.
Wiltshire makes the first free throw. He is 26 of 28 at the free throw line this season. Second of three on the way, straight through. And it's 50-39 Wisconsin with 12:25 to play. One more coming for the junior out of New Jersey on the way, and it's good. And the former Xavier Musketeer has pulled the Huskers to within 10 again. 50-40 Wisconsin, 12:22 remaining. Klesmet against Hoiberg, outside right, feeds Gilmore. Carter with a bounce to Crowell, left of the lane, draws the double. Now to Max, open three, straight on. Off the rim, no good. Bryce Williams the rebound. And Nebraska with a chance to get it to a single digit. Wiltshire for three, left side, it's good. And here come the Huskers. 50-43 Wisconsin with 11:57 remaining. And a pass from Klesmet to Blackwell goes out of bounds untouched. Turnover Wisconsin as the crowd is alive here in Lincoln. Under 12, media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11:55 remaining, Wisconsin 50, Nebraska 43. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. A 14-3 run for the Huskers. 11:55 to play. Wisconsin 50, Nebraska 43.
And we've talked about bench points. CJ Wilcher is one of those guys on that bench. This stretch that he's been on has been dynamite. 20 points now from Nebraska's bench. You've got to find C.J. Wilcher. He's the hot hand. He's 4 of 4 from 3. The rest of the team, 6 of 19.
Yeah,
right?
He's,
you know,
yeah.
Remove him, and it's a completely different as far as the way they're shooting. The only other person to make a 3 is Bryce Williams. So, got to find C.J. Wilcher. You can't leave him. He is a no-help guy right now.
And Chucky Hepburn has that assignment. We mentioned Wilcher came into the game 46% from 3. The previous 4 games, he was 12 of 22. So Megan's 16 of 26. Now over the last, coming up on 5 games, Bryce Williams throwing to Alec. Josiah Alec up top, hands off to Wilcher. Shadowed by Hepburn, a throw to Hoiberg, high on the left. Blackwell defending him. Alec versus Crow at the top. A flip for Jawan Gary. Puts it on the deck right. Lane line throws it up. Missed, but a foul on the attack. They'll get Tyler Wall.
I don't know what Tyler's supposed to do in that situation.
Wow. I just looked at the replay there.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, honestly, as a defender, I don't know what you're supposed to do there.
That's 3.
Gary takes off at 2 feet, goes. I get there's contact. There's going to be a call. I just don't know what Tyler Wall's supposed to do.
That's 3 fouls on Wall. First free throw, Gary. It hits the left side iron and out. Carter Gilmore will come in for Wall. Tyler sitting down after that 3rd foul. One more free throw for Jawan Gary, trying to pull his team to within 6, which would be the closest they've been since the early minutes of this game, and the free throw is good. 50-44, Wisconsin, 11:39 to play. 7-point run, and a 15-3 run for the Huskers over the last several minutes. A.J. Storr at the top. Gives off to Blackwell, hounded by Hoiberg. Blackwell on the dribble. The bounce for Crow knocked away, and it's a turnover. Here comes Hoiberg. Another Wisconsin miscue. Hoiberg right of the lane. Spins by Blackwell to the rim. Layup good. And Nebraska's within 4. 50-46. Wisconsin, 11:08 remaining.
And you got to weather it by getting a shot. Stop the turnovers.
Steven Crow left side, and he threw it away. Out of bounds. Ian Blackwell not connecting. Turnover number 12 for Wisconsin. Klesman in, Blackwell out. 9-point run here for the Huskers as they have pulled to within 4. And here comes Bryce Williams for Nebraska. To the front court, hands off to Wilcher. He is with Klesman now. Hoiberg drifting to the top. Now to Wilcher, takes a 3 right of the circle. It's good again. He can't miss, and it's a 1-point game. 50-49 Wisconsin, and Greg Gard will have to use a timeout as the Huskers are very much in the fight. This will be a full timeout. Citgo top tier tri clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 10:42 remaining. Wisconsin 50, Nebraska 49. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Got a one-point game in Lincoln. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 10:42 remaining, Wisconsin 50, Nebraska 49.
How do comebacks happen? Number one, you make some threes. You knew Nebraska could do that. However, the other side of it is turnovers. And Wisconsin's a lot, like, even if they make threes and you're not turning the ball over and you're scoring the basketball, you don't have these comebacks. Nebraska's on a 23 run. Wisconsin, six turnovers and 15 possessions in the second half.
And A.J. Storr will inbound to Chucky Hepburn. Gives it to Gilmore, a pass for Klesman. Maximum left-hand dribble, stops left elbow, turns it to Chucky. Right of the lane, lane line jump is off the rim and in for Hepburn. He has 13. 3 points for him in the second half. 52-49 Wisconsin, 10:25 remaining. Well, we'll see if the Badgers can get some stops. Here's Williams throwing to Josiah Alec, top of the circle, a handoff to Hoiberg. He's with Chucky Hepper. Hoiberg to Wilcher. He's got the hot hand. Klesman trying to cover him up. Contested three. Wilcher wide right of the air ball. Loose ball inside. Gathered by Alec. Muscles it up. No good. Rebound. Up. They'll get Stephen Crowell for the foul as Josiah Alec cleaning up the mess. And he'll go to the free throw line. Second foul on Stevie.
And that's just a tough... When you shoot an air ball,
yeah, heat check just, from Wilcher
yeah,
there.
Right, yep. Like, it's just tough because positioning where you're at, you're not where you're supposed to be. The ball's a ricochet off the side of the glass. Like, it's a tough one to rebound. You still have to do it, but it's difficult.
First free throw, Alec is good. He is 3 of 3 at the foul line. 52-50 Wisconsin with 10:09 remaining. Alec, a 67% free throw shooter coming into the game. Second free throw on the way, and that's too hard, no good. Crowell runs it down for Wisconsin. 2-point lead for the Badgers, 10:05 remaining. Hepburn against Hoiberg to the front court. Hands off to A.J. Storr, throwing to Klesman. Leads it for Gilmore, a pass out to Storr. A.J. up top. Stops, pops, and that's off the right side iron. No good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound. The putback, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound, Bryce Williams of Nebraska. Boy, missed a no-footer, and now Bryce Williams up the floor for the Huskers. Down two with 9:38 to play. Williams throwing to Josiah Alec at the top of the circle. Alec Throwing to Jawan Gary to the line in the lane. Tried to leave it inside. Knocked away by Crowell and out of bounds. It'll belong to Nebraska with 11 on the shot clock. 9:28 remaining. 52-50 Wisconsin. The Badgers have not trailed in this game. Hoiberg baseline left. Looking. Into Alec. Left of the lane. Alec moving in on Crowell in the paint. Runs it out to Gary for three in the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Hepburn the rebound with 9:20 to play.
And if you're Wisconsin, that's the one you can live with.
Max Klesman gets it to Gilmore, hands it to Chucky. Takes the three, thinking about it. Williams closing on him. Hepburn on the dribble. Chucky drifting to his right. Throwing to Klesman. Back to Chucky. Open three. Right side. Banged off the rim. No good. Williams, the rebound, went to the floor and went out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Exactly.
And it belonged to Wisconsin.